Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when time.
23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back with what could be our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. You got to do it or die when you're a small business owner. When you're an entrepreneur out there trying to make things happen, dig something out of the dirt, create something from whole cloth, blank sheet of paper, as I have done and many of you have done, as Michael Simmons has done, our guest this half hour, you got to. That's what you got to do. No matter what the people say, you got to do it or die. Michael Simmons is the co-founder and CEO of the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour. He's an award-winning entrepreneur. He's an author, a speaker, and a force, ladies and gentlemen. I've met Michael, and I think he's a force to be reckoned with in the future. Michael, I'm glad to know that you're out there working on behalf of entrepreneurs and small business owners across the country, around the world, actually, because your impact could benefit entrepreneurs around the world. And I'm glad to know that you're out there working hard on this.
Thank you very much, and likewise with you as well.
I appreciate it.
It's a growing movement and an important one.
Now, your website is extremetour.org?
Yes, extremetour.org.
Extremetour.org, and that's where you can find about the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour, which is where you're taking, you've got a bus that you go around to different schools, mostly colleges and universities, to expose young people, students, to the ideas of entrepreneurship, right?
Yep, to the ideas of entrepreneurship, and we're also sponsored by the campaign for free enterprise from the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
And kind of go hand in hand with entrepreneurship is the power of the free enterprise system to unleash the entrepreneurial mindset.
Tell us about the curriculum that you talk to these young people about. What do you say to them?
So you know, we focus on the initial exposure to entrepreneurship, and so really showing how entrepreneurship. How much of a vehicle it is for, on a personal level, to make a difference in society. The top five private foundations in the U.S. were all created by entrepreneurs.
Right.
How it is you can spend time with your family and really craft who you work with. And I was mentioning to you on the break that I co-founded it with my wife. And
right.
I started my first business with my best friend. And how wealth, 80% of millionaires are entrepreneurs. And so how entrepreneurship can actually create wealth through ownership.
Right.
And then at a societal level, how much entrepreneurship, 66% of new jobs are coming from small business, and 92% of innovation comes from small business. So,
absolutely.
At a college level, a lot of people are maybe exposed to the idea that, business people are greedy, and really showing that, if you're a responsible entrepreneur, that couldn't be anywhere farther from the truth.
I agree with you 100%. I tell you, Michael, the marketplace in America and the world needs you, people like you. When I say people like you, I mean your age, your generation. We need more people like you doing this because, as you know, Michael, one of the handmaidens of liberty, one of the harness mates of liberty is entrepreneurship. Where entrepreneurship cannot flourish without liberty, and I think that's more important to talk about entrepreneurship than it is to talk about democracy, because you can't have democracy without liberty, and you can't have liberty without entrepreneurship without liberty. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. And one thing I've kind of realized too, I feel like it's really powerful to expose people to entrepreneurship, because once you do that, you kind of naturally then get really the power of liberty and power of free enterprise as
right.
a result of.
Right. How do you define entrepreneurship?
That's a really good question. There's so many different definitions. I think at a core level for me, it's about this idea of dream action. So, instead of the dream side, instead of looking around and saying, well, this is how much I have in my bank account. These are my friends. Okay, therefore, these are my opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You're finally looking at the world as sort of, here's what I want to happen. And even though I don't have the resources to maybe accomplish that, I'm going to go out and I'm going to take constant and never-ending action until that dream becomes a reality.
Right. You know, my simple definition is someone who's willing to take risks in the marketplace with their capital. You know, you just will. You're willing to. It could be that simple. So, what is this resonating when you go out and talk to young people? Do you feel that you're making a difference? Is it resonating with people? Are you seeing success stories following your events?
Yeah, we're seeing all kind of success stories, and you really feel at the end of the event, just when people come up to you, the emails afterwards, and sometimes even, you know, emails from a few years later. And, you know, not everyone starts a business right away. You know, some people, it's just that mindset, being exposed to it. They just even weren't aware of it. You know, you might be only have been exposed to more of the, you know, get good grades, go to the great school,
right,
get a good job, as opposed to kind of thinking about what are you really passionate about. What's a problem you can solve, and think about it from that perspective?
Well, and I'll tell you something else. I think it's good for young people to have a perspective on entrepreneurship, even if they're going to be an employee. What do you think about that?
I completely agree. I couldn't agree more.
And so because you know, I said an entrepreneur is someone who takes risk with their money. An entrepreneurial employee is someone who takes risks with their employer's money. And so we need both of those. Michael, give us the website one more time, please.
The website is www.extremetour.org.
Extremetour.org, and you got a fall campaign coming up that will be posted on the website too, right?
Exactly.
Thanks for being here, Michael.
Fall tour.
Good job. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. Let's keep in touch.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Michael Simmons, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me. Remember my line.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.